I saw necessity to explain or to think together about how to learn Musar before we go on, or what's the problem with learning Musar before we go on to the next stage in Emunah. Because when we will not have this way of thinking a little bit more developed, or that we are used to it, so it is very difficult. It's a very difficult thing to go further on in Emunah. But it's the unpopularity of Musar would have to pose a question to us. I know that we only smile and say, "Yeah, Musar, not so popular," and that's it. It's given, that's a fait accompli. That's what it is. And okay, that's what happens when you learn, you know, that you don't go for Musar. But there is a riddle going on, because Rabbi Yitzchak Peterburger definitely knew how to learn. And even though he had a lot of things to do with his learning, you know, he was occupied with his learning day and night, even though he was very much taken by Musar. Rabbi Leibel Malin, er hat gut gekannt lernen, you know, he knew how to learn better than most of the people of his time. But he was a big Baal Musar, and it was interesting for me, for him. So why is it that has to be a riddle? Why is it that Musar is so terribly boring and terribly uninteresting? That has to be a riddle. I am a little bit surprised that not that you learn Musar. No, you do whatever you want. It's boring. It doesn't matter. But it should be a riddle. Why is it so boring? Why is that? When this thing was interesting for Lamdonim, which were world class, when you want to say in English, you know, Lamdonim, or world's Lamdonim, you know. And today, that's what you say in your Musar. So let's see. Let's first begin this whole Isbainus. What is interesting in learning? Why is learning interesting? Why is that that thing interesting that you take a sugar and learn it? The point is, it's not what people think once in a while, but it's interesting to have new ideas. No, this is not the point of interest. The point of interest is, of learning is, that you begin to learn when you have a knowledge in the sugya. You know what the sugya more or less speaks about. But now, when you look at the Ramban will challenge your knowledge. Now that's interesting. But when you have no knowledge altogether, it's very difficult to begin to learn. That's why, like when you begin to learn Eruvin, and you don't know what means a mechitza, you don't know what means a reshus, you don't know what means anything. So that's not so interesting in the beginning. You have to first go into that mesechta in order to understand what's going on. And when you have an interest in Bava Basra, Cheskas or Chazokas or whatever it is, when you learn Chazokas, then the whole interest is that you know the Ramban and you know the Rashbo. But now the Rabbi Yoine says one line which is not in sync with what you would think should be, you know. And then you say, there's an andere pshat, there's Mam Danyen. So the interest in learning is about challenging your concepts. It's about challenging your good concepts, concepts which are there. You know something about in learning, but you challenge those things. That's why learning is interesting. That's what you do the whole day when you learn, and that's the way you develop. Yeah? Now, we all admit that Musar is not about challenging your intellectual concepts. That's not Musar. That could be, you have to know, again, the same thing you learn Shmaitze, you have to learn Agadete. You have to learn these things in order to understand what's going on. But Musar is not dealing with your Seichel. Musar is dealing with your Rotz. That means what you want. What do you want? And what do you think is a correct way to approach a thing? There, Musar comes in. Okay, so the Musar deals with my Ratzoinus. With which Ratzoinus? And now that is the problem. We are thinking that Musa deals with our lower Ratzonis only. Musa tells us that when you are an Atzlan, and you know that you have to get up, you know that you have to go and learn, but it's such a geschmacke thing to stay in bed, Musa will tell you, you have to overcome this rotzen to stay in bed, and you are going and to learn. You have to scream at yourself. Because even though you know that your yetzer is wrong, definitely you know it, but it's very difficult not to do it, because that's the way the yetzer is built. It's like, I hope not too many people are having this problem. I smoke one cigarette in my life, I think. Yeah, but when you smoke, so it's even though you know it's harmful, you know that, and you even feel it, but it's very difficult to quit. Because that's the Yetzer. The Yetzer is very difficult to go against them, even though when you know that's wrong. So you have to do something about that. And then you learn Musa. You begin to scream. And you say, Gehenna! Or you say, Pesach Asot, you know? That's what you say. Boring. Absolutely boring. Because, yeah, I know I have to learn. And I know that it's a bad thing to be a lazy boy. I know that. But even though I know that it's a bad thing, I still do that. Now I have to learn Musa. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't be lazy. Boredom till death. Something like this, yeah? You can't starve from boredom with that, yeah? It's needed. Once in a while, boring things are needed, yeah? I don't say it's not needed, but it's boring. But yeah, that the definition of that thing, it's boring, you know. You know what has to be done, and you know what is wrong, or you are weak, and now you have to scream. That's not interesting for any intelligent person, you know. But that's not the whole picture. It's wrong. Musa deals with your rechoinus. But the point is that Musa deals with your concepts and your rechoinus the same way as learning. It deals in those which you feel that they are correct, they are right, that you know what's going on. Musa deals with that. Musa doesn't deal only with those things which are behavior wrong. No. Musa deals with those things which you have a good concept about that. Also in your atzlus or whatever it is, Musa deals with that. You think what atzlus means, you don't know. I sign you a check open that you don't know what means atzlus, what means gaive, what means covet, for sure not, what means taive, what means all the things, good, bad, you know, seder, what means savlonis, what means kas, I sign you an open check, you don't know what that means. But you know what it means in kas, you know, I know that. I know it means Balgaiva, you know, haughty man, you know. I know that. Yeah? Well, why do you have to think about that? You know what that means. And now, the tricky thing by the Musa is that when you deal with these concepts, which are Nogea to your Chinese, you don't want to think about them. That is the difference between learning and Musa. Because the learning, your brain is built like this, that your brain enjoys challenging your knowledge. That's the way it's built. You enjoy that. That is a natural thing. I have a mechutn, which is a mumche in nephrology, in being a kidney doctor. Yeah? Now, when there will be any chemist of kidney doctor somewhere, he will be happy to go there and listen to something which he is working on. Why not to say, No, aniyodea, no. No, it's interesting. Perhaps there's some doctor in Australia or somewhere, you know, which he found something which will be interesting for me. That's a natural thing in your brain. It has nothing to do with a special thing which is only connected to Torah. That's the way Seichel is built. The Seichel is built that he enjoys to be challenged. Yeah? And that's interesting for a person which has Seichel. That's an interesting thing. Yeah, not only in Torah. That's interesting. But when you are challenging your Rechoinus, there you have a resistance to do that because you want it to be the way you want it. That's a rotzen. You want it, it should be your way. That's what you want. And now Musa has to break through that. So that's the difficulty. But it is not boring. The Musa is only boring when you take that the Musa deals with those lower rotzenes, which those things which are obviously wrong. And there's no way not to be wrong. Yeah? And you really want to do the thick aveira, you know, this grobe, dicke, fette aveira. You really want to enjoy that. And then Musa tells you not to do that aveira. That is obviously wrong, and that is boring, but it's needed. Okay, I don't say it's not needed. You need that. But that's not the whole picture. The whole picture of Musa is that you deal with those things which you definitely feel, that you understand them. And you don't. But you feel to understand them, it's in a realm of your rechoiness and of your behavior, where you don't want to change. There's a resistance to change. That's not seichel. Yeah? But that is the difficulty of learning Musa. But that is why Musa is interesting. Musa is interesting because of this. Because it makes the same thing as learning. It challenges your positive knowledge. It doesn't challenge your negative behavior. No. It challenges your positive concept in all these things. Also your positive concept about Averis. That you think you know what Gaive means. You don't. Yeah? When you want to see it, you want to ask people what is the difference between self-confidence or self-esteem and Gaive. No. You don't understand anything. Well, no, self-esteem, no, that's a very good thing. Guy, it's very bad. What's the difference? No, atalomevin. Lamadilomevin. Because the Mesilas Yisroelim says, Gaive means machshiv atzmoi beatzmoi. When you translate that into English, it means you estimate machshiv atzmoi yourself with yourself. That means the translation of machshiv atzmoi ba'atzmoi obviously means self-esteem. That's right. Also, he cooked mirois, yeah? No, you don't understand. So what do you do? I don't know. I challenge you now, you see? And what it is, you don't want to be challenged. You walk out of here and says, today we heard the biggest nonsense from Leuchter. Because he challenged that self-esteem, which self-esteem is a good thing. I don't tell you self-esteem is a wrong thing. But you do not understand what self-esteem means, and you do not understand what Gaive means, you see? Du weißt gar nicht. Huh? But you don't want it, and you will walk out with nothing. Gar nicht. Because you will stay the same. That is your rotzen. You will stay the same. You'll never change that. Without work, you'll never change. But that is the difficulty of Musa. That Musa challenges these things, which you definitely feel they are as a necessity, and it's good, and that's the way it has to be. And now it comes and challenges that. Yeah? So this is a big problem, because when you challenge that, then this turns out to be big, very difficult. Because people, when they hear that their positive things are challenged, they get aggressive. And say, how can you say that? Oh, can you sign? You know? I was attacked, you know, I got a nice phone call, will make that you can't speak. Not only not in Eretz Yisrael, you'll not be able to speak on the whole globe. That was a nice phone call I got from Weibrak, yeah? Okay? But that is also very healthy for me. Yeah? Very good. But that was because I had the chutzpah to challenge something which was so clear that's the way it has to be. Yeah, but when I tell you, what was it? I will not tell you. I don't want to have that again. But when I'll tell you that, what was it? You, whenever you are taking away what you know beforehand, and you look only at the Gemara, is no question. No question. I ask people. There's no question. You will admit that I'm right. No question about that one. There's no question. You can't learn the sugya different. But people are not used to that. So what? You may not challenge the thing. It has to be the way we want it to be. And even when I'll challenge you on that, when I'll challenge you on that, you'll not have any, don't have anything out of that. Gur nicht. Because you can't do that without work. You have to work. So that is what Rabbi Saul says in Michtav Aleph. Michtav Aleph says that Befeirush. Michtav Aleph says, Aleph Tire, Beminik Hayodua, Hamishoyted al Pnei Tevel, Losis Iyun Veizboinenus, Bechol Ha'inyonim Agashmi. That you are thinking through and thinking twice about all the Inyonim Agashmi. What is that? Hasoycha b'markultoi, Kamo Izboinenus, Yishtamesh, Tereb Yivatsa Eisek. How far? He goes very far and thinks again before he's closing the deal. Im Lazoi, Seilachdoi, Yachshu Benafshoi, he thinks himself. If he sees him Rei of Hanemonim Loi, and he'll speak with his friends. Yosur Alaprotim, he looks on the details. Yivakish Mok Matos, perhaps there will be a mistake. Ad Yoich Dobol Oir Lefei Koichoi. Till he is closing the deal and does the business. So he speaks about the Seichel. So the Seichel, yeah, he speaks about the Seichel which knows how to make business. He doesn't speak of me. You know, I mean, I my only ability to make business is losing money. That's what I can do. Great, you know, I do it besimcha rabbe. But I can't make business. I don't know how to do that. So when I want to make a business, for sure I'll ask my friends because I don't know how to do it. But not on this Rabbi Saul speaks. Rabbi Saul speaks about a person which made a good deal with Singapore and the other deal with you know, Brazil somewhere, you know. And now he has to make a deal with Tokyo. But the two deals beforehand went great. So the Cheri has to say, okay, I don't know how to do that. Let's do it. No, could be, no, excuse me. I have to find out, perhaps there is a detail which will not go through the way the former deals went through. That's what Rabbi Saul speaks. You can't rely on your positive experience beforehand. In Gashmius, you don't do that. You don't go with your positive experience. That's right, you don't do it. And then he says, also with Torah. Okay, believe with Torah, not only Gashmius, also in Ruchnis, believe with Torah. Hakdosh kol echad v'fi erkoi ye'ayin v'zboinim bo legalus matmuneo. Ulechadish chidushim. Ulefarik havayis. Lo yedalek beskiro achas. He doesn't just decide in one shot. Lahachlet adobo hechlet psuko. So who does Rabbi Saul speak? On someone who doesn't know how to learn. And he sits there and he says, it looks to me that chazoke or mechitze, mechitze means a heker miha reshus le reshus. That what Rabbi Saul speaks about? No. Rabbi Saul speaks about that you learn the sugya, and you know what chazoke means, or you know what the mechitze means, and then comes this crazy sugya, which is mechitze tluya, above water, and you do not know how to deal with that one. Because then all you musogin got challenged. What do? You say, no, look, I know it beforehand, and I saw now the Ramban over here. So Mr. Toysus says the same thing as the Ramban. No. Because it's one line in Toysus, it doesn't say it, you know. And now you have to challenge that. That's what you have to do. And you'll do it. Loi kein bedarkei amusa, asher izboinus po hachipus po kol darkei umayse odom, lihishomer minetiyas harotz. Because that's the point. You have to be careful that you're a choinus, which you want things to be the way you want things to be, this shouldn't guide you. And this you don't want to think about that. But it is exactly the same thing as by the Seichel and by the London. You should do there the same thing. That means you should challenge your positive concepts. The concepts which are definitely true, you know. Which you are looking at them, those are definitely true, good concepts. Those you have to challenge. And you don't want to do that. Yeah? You don't want. Okay? So that is the problem of learning Musa, and that is the point of interest which could be there. Yeah? What I tell you now, the Mishnah Shorim says that. Only people, again, I will say, tell you two things, the Mishnah Shorim. See, Mr. Shalom says in the beginning of the Sefer that he only speaks about things you already know. Huh? Who says that? I don't be mechadish any chidushin. I only speak about things that you, which you already know. So now there you say, oh, Leich, that's not like you. And so I know it already. I have to make brainwashing, you know? That's what you, the way you read the Mesilas Yesharim. But the Mesilas Yesharim further says, that's why you have to have iyun, v'izboininus, in those things. When it's brainwash, a brainwash doesn't need any iyun v'izboininus, you know? You don't have to be ma'ayin, and you don't call that chokhmah. No, he says exactly what I tell you. That the whole Sefer only challenges there where you already have a concept which is good. And you say, I know already what's going on there. And you know it. And now you have to think again, and you have to be ma'ayin in that, and you think again, and that's then you see this dakus, which is different, which is challenging. Because a dakus means it's not entirely different. That always happens when I say something, and I want to challenge a thing which you are familiar with, then you hear that I tell you everything you knew till now, all 100% wrong. And now you have to think entirely different. And then you don't understand anything. Because that's not the challenge. No! What you know is good. What you know is good, great. But you have to challenge that the way Musa challenges you. It's perhaps a little bit different. It's not exactly the way you think. There's another knage there, you know? It's not that when you learn, also when you learn a sugya, and you see a Ramban, and you say, ah, the Ramban, now everything I learned till today is all wrong. And then you can't learn also, you know? No, it is a spikes of episode, you know? But people are not used to that. People are used only that there should be no challenge in your world of rejoinders. And when I have the chutzpah to challenge you, then you hear extreme. The way I made it with the self-esteem. Now you heard, Leuchter says, self-esteem is worthless. I never said that. No, I didn't mean that. I only meant that you don't understand what that means. Yeah? But you don't hear it like this. You hear, he said, self-esteem is nothing. It's pure gaiva. No, I don't tell you that. I only tell you have to be ma'ayin, what self-esteem means. And don't get mevulbal that it's so easy that, I look every single morning, I look into this mirror and I find I'm a great guy, you know. So that doesn't mean self-esteem. That means a poor guy, you know. Yeah? No, it means something else. What does it mean? So it shouldn't be the Mesilas Yesharim, but it should be something, and where does it say in Torah? Well, okay, that's a whole sugya, that thing. Yeah? Now I'll show you the other thing in the Mesilas Yesharim. That will challenge you five times. Yeah? Okay? This is the thing I said last time after the Vatu. I didn't say it, I screamed it. So I will show that to you. No? This is the well-known Mesilas Yesharim, which says the thing looks like a maze or a labyrinth. To a question of which part of the world it come from, or a maze or a labyrinth, as they call that. So, and all the brochim look the same, and you have to listen to the man which is in the middle. Now people speak it out, people say it berabim, people write it. That over here, the Mesilas Yesharim says, you have to listen to the rabbis, and they will tell you what to do. That's right. That's what they say. People say that. And the Mesilas Yesharim never said it. Why? There are several reasons why. Because he doesn't say it. I'll show you. And also, in the beginning it says that this Eitzah, which they give you, you can't understand as long as you are not out of your Eitzah. Excuse me. When the Eitzah is that you have to listen to the rabbis, and they tell you right, left, and you have to go follow them right, left. This, my grandson, which is 8 years old, can understand nicely. You don't have to be a big chochem to understand that. Elamai, the Mesilas Yesharim never said that. He never meant it, he never said it. Right? Don't get mevulbal. There's a marshal and there's a nimshal. For sure, in the marshal of the maze, the guy will tell you right, left. But in Avodas Hashem, he won't tell you right, left. He says something different. He says, Boyu cheshboin. Boyu unechashev cheshboin eshaloylo. Schar aveiro keneged efseido, vehefset mitzvah keneged schora. That's what you have to do. That means you have to make a local cheshboin. Whenever you have some sofik where to go, what to do, You have to make a local cheshbon. And with that local cheshbon, you will reach your destination. Do you believe in that? No. And that's what the Mesillas Yesharim says. You don't believe in it, you know? That's what he says. You can't see the emes as long as you are caught in before you are attacking the age. So that's right. You can't see that emes. So now you don't believe me. You say, Lech, that can't be. How could you reach your destination because you make only local cheshbonis? Nachod, Mesillas Yesharim says you don't believe in it. Bakasha, that's the pshat. Huh? You do not believe in it. I also don't believe in it. But that's the way to go. Yeah? But why people don't see that? The Mesillas Yesharim says it befeirush. Why not? Because they don't want it. Because listening to rabbis is a big thing. And it's a necessity. You have to listen to rabbis. And when they see that, they just want that what they want to be true is also said by the Sefer. But it's not true. No, it doesn't say. It says something else. This maze is challenging you in another thing. I don't know whether you once went before into a maze or into a labyrinth when you are... But even when you didn't go before you, but once in a while on the back of the newspaper, they have these things, which is the same thing, yeah? Okay? And you do it with a pencil. For me, I don't enjoy these things, but people enjoy that. And the point of a maze is that you see exactly where is the center, and you see where is the beginning. And when the maze is built in some sensible way, it goes like this, that you obviously see a way to reach there, and you begin this obvious way, that's the way that you'll be lost. Because that's why it is a maze, that's right? That's the way to be lost. That is the way to be lost. Yeah? And now you're Americans. Now let's challenge that one, you know. Now you're Americans. All what you do, and it's written, and there are thick books about that, that you have to have a goal, and you have to look at it, and you have to run towards it. But when you do that in a maze, that is the recipe how not to reach where you have to reach. That's what the maze is. So all of your good American goal, sheifas, and reaching, it's all one gurnished, worthless. You see? You believe in it? No. You don't want that. You see? You'll go out and say, yes, Leichta says something, take a modne, but I have to have my goal, you know. You don't want even to challenge that idiotic thing. I hold it's an idiotic thing. But you even don't want to challenge that. You do not want. No. I once was in Atlanta, and when they would have tomatoes in their hands, they would throw these tomatoes at me, you know. For sure. How can you say you may not have a goal? Can't be. But das zog der Mesillas Yesharim. The cheshbon is only local. And through a local cheshbon, you will reach your destination. You believe in that? No. So I give you a dugma. Personal dugma. From a local cheshbon, which there you see, when you make a local cheshbon, then you will do something with yourself. I show you that. Yeah? It is a schar mitzvah keneged hefseido, which I have. I have a problem. The problem by me is I have to learn Bekiyas. That was a problem which was old, an old problem. Because, and the learning of Bekiyas means, what is the Schar Mitzvah? The Schar Mitzvah is not Olam Habo in that sense, yeah? By learning, the Schar Mitzvah is that you know afterwards, yeah? That's the learning. So when you learn Bekiyas, the Schar of the learning Bekiyas is to knowledge. But the Hefset is, it's very difficult for me that I should chazer a thing 20 times. Not because I have no patience, because it doesn't do anything. The Beroilom made it for me that he had a Rachmonis on me, and he put that hole into my head in order I should not be Matzliach in school, at school. When I was at school, I had to learn Latin. You know what Latin is? So I had to learn these words, and I simply wasn't able to do it. You know, when you have the scale in Switzerland, so it goes, the lowest is 1 and the highest is 6. I finished the year in Latin with 1.5. You have to be a goon to do that. That means you don't know anything than to write your name, up there. That I didn't have anything. It was, didn't go in. And believe me, my mother was sitting with me, and she was teaching me, and she was the whole time. It didn't enter anything. Gurnish. Blank. I couldn't get that, you know. Baruch Hashem. The Baruch Hashem had Rachmanis, and he put that hole into my head that I shouldn't be going and learning this cursed language, you know? I shouldn't do that. I don't know Latin, what shall I do? Okay? Very nice. But now, by the learning Bekiya, same thing, you know? It is painful. I mean, it doesn't go, you know? I don't know how you learn, you down. When I say Uvol Etzion, I end up by Ashrei. And when I say Hoidu, I go to somewhere. I have to read that text. I say it every day. Every day, yeah? But I can't know that Baalpeh. I don't know that. What shall I do? That's the way it goes. So I have this hole in my head. So that's very difficult, but I have to know. So I make the cheshbon. I want to know the chemer, but I can't really memorize that thing. I want to know it, but I can't memorize it. I want to know it, I can't memorize. No, like Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, when you want, I have to. Or like Rabbi Roshi, or like Rabbi Chaim. It doesn't go, you know. But now I have to challenge. I have to challenge the thing. Does Bekiyas mean knowledge? No. Bekiyas doesn't mean knowledge. That's a mistake. Bekiyas means availability. Bekiyas doesn't mean knowledge. It means things should be available for you. That's what Bekiyas means. Oh. Bekiyas means availability. Oh, that I can't do. That I should be knowing the Gemara cold, you know. Like what the Americans are liking so much, you know, that you can quote Milo by Milo, pop, 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 pop. Those, you know, these guys from a certain yeshiva there in the East Coast somewhere, you know. So you know everything, you know. So that's very impressive. Pop, pop, pop. Everybody else versteht gar nicht, yeah. But that you have this knowledge, so this, I can't. I can't. Ich kenn nicht. Ich will nicht kennen, you know. But availability, I can. How? Not through this chazora. Not through this thing which is so painful, which doesn't do anything. I have to invest somewhere else. So the schar avere, keneged epseido, shows you a way. But it doesn't show you a way. When I look at Reb Chaim, or I look at Rabbi Yosef, and I look at Rabbi Vadi Yosef, or whatever you want, and I want to reach there, and I will run straight, I'll die in the middle. I'll be stuck because I can't. I have to make a local cheshbon where I'm holding, and then suddenly, whoosh, opens up a derech. You see, opens up a derech. But where will I reach with that? Will I reach that I know to quote the Rashi in Olas? I will able to quote that? No, I won't. Well, Kenneth, no, as well as this Kenneth. That's not where I will end up, no. But I will end up with some availability, yeah, of Torah. Yeah? You see? That's called schar mitzvah, negative seido. That's what you do. You challenge your concepts, and you think local. You want that? No, you don't. You want to have a go, and you want to run. That's what you still want. Yeah? That's the Mesilas Yesharim, you see? But the Mesilas Yesharim, people learn that Mesilas Yesharim. They learn it, unbelievable. They learn that Mesilas Yesharim, and they have the chutzpah to say the rabbi. In Mesilas Yesharim, it says that you have to listen to the rabbis, and when they tell you right, left, that's what you have to do. The Mesilas Yesharim never said that, never. Never said that. But why do people quote the Mesilas Yesharim like this? Because they want to quote it like this. Because they can't be challenged in their concepts, which are good. To listen to a rabbi is a good thing. It's a good concept. But you have to be challenged. And the Mesilas Yesharim challenges you. That is the ingredient of all the Sifrei Musar. It's the Mesilas Yesharim, the Shaare Tshuva, the Chevrat Havavos. I myself had this, that someone once challenged me and said, no, you can't, no, the Shaare Tshuva, you can't do that with the Shaare Tshuva. It's not Shaiach, you know. Because Shaare Tshuva is Chelek Gimel. Shach Gimel is a very dry halacha sefer. So I told him, wherever you'll open up, I'll do that for you. So I opened up, tak! David Stel got Rachmanis with me, you know, not with him. And it went. And then he said, okay, again. Shach! David Stel noch einmal got Rachmanis mit mir. And it went. And believe me, you can do it every week. Besides when it says, on Shmita, I think there was one halacha that says, on Shmita, you may not plant. That's it, so what shall I do? No? That's halacha. But whenever he says one sentence more, he always challenges you. Always. He challenges the concept that you have. And you don't want that. Yeah? But that's interesting. That is interesting. But it's interesting in the realm of your rotzen. And there is this resistance that you don't want. Because you want it the way it is. Like we spoke about self-esteem, that's something. These two things are one of the most American things, you know. A good self-esteem and having a goal. And because you have a good self-esteem and you have a goal, you reach it. No, you'll die in middle, you know. That's what the Mesidah Shalom tells you. You will not reach. No. It doesn't go like this. Okay? So this is difficult. I know it's difficult to mask him, be masked with that. But that's the interesting point in Musa. That will be the backbone for the next Vadim in Emunah. Because Emunah means that you are challenged, you'll see that. You are challenged in a very deep way in your life. And you will have to do something with your life. When the Boreh Olam speaks to you. And when you don't, are not muchen, that even conceptual, you do anything with your life, then the Boreh Olam has no one to speak to you. Yeah? Because you have to be used to that you think in the way Musa thinks. Okay? That's what I wanted to show you now in between. And next time we'll go further on with the Emunah.